B-Pod Studios.
We got to bring in our ace, Stats Paul, the great Hembo from ESPN Morning Show. Get up. Hembo! Are you excited?
Bro, by the end of this hit, you are going to need a fire hose to cool me down. I got numbers that you will not believe.
All right, this is awesome. All right, let's go over, first of all, the Phillies were a collapsible team last year, and so they have improved their lineup immeasurably to avoid that kind of thing.
They sure have. I do want to remind people how we got here and put numbers to it, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Through August 7th, the Phillies were 64-49. That was their most games above 500 in the 2018 season. They held a game and a half lead over the Braves in the National League East. And now, as we all know, they went 16-33 in the remainder of the season. The worst record in the National League over that span. They finished under 500. And I think you and I can agree that if they didn't collapse in that epic fashion, this offseason would probably not have been shaped the way it has been.
Well, you're absolutely right. Okay, so now let's go. I have a question for you. Mm. Who has the highest career slugging percentage at Citizens Bank Park in baseball right now?
Funny you should ask. Bryce Harper's 564.
Oh, it's Bryce Harper!
Career slugging percentage at Citizens Bank Park ranks first among 71 players with at least 200 plate appearances there. But Mikey Miss, Reese Hoskins, who will likely hit directly behind Harper in the batting order, he ranks second on that list at 562. And we're talking about Stanton and Judge in the National League. They don't take a back seat to anybody. These two will look to hunt some fastballs. Among qualified National League hitters last season, Hoskins and Harper ranked first and second, respectively, in slugging against the fastball. And we're not talking about 89, 90, 91. Harper and Hoskins can handle the elite velocity. Among all qualified hitters, they rank second and third, respectively, in home run rate on pitches thrown 96 or faster in 2018. These two are going to mash.
And of course, Harper will get fastballs because Hoskins behind him. Mm-hmm. And Hoskins get fastballs because probably Realmuto will be behind him.
I agree. These guys have lineup protection in a way that we've not seen since probably 2011, maybe even before.
All right. Tell me about the OPS and Bryce Harper.
Oh, you're going to love this.
This is a great stat.
Yeah. Right. Though spring training is already underway, mm-hmm. Harper should hit the ground running once the regular season begins. Get a load of this. Harper owns the fourth best OPS on base plus slugging among all players in Major League history in the months of March and April. The three guys ahead of him on that list, my guess, you've heard of them. One, a gentleman by the name of Babe Ruth. The other, Ted Williams. And the last... Barry Bonds.
You gotta be kidding me with this stat. Seriously? So he comes out firing in March and April, and his OPS is with Ted Williams and Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
and Barry Bonds.
We're talking about an historically great starter, and if he does that here, he's going to really energize the fan base. Keep in mind, he was the favorite to win the National League MVP award before he signed. Mm-hmm. If he's OPSing 1-1 at the end of April, he's going to be an odds-on favorite.
All right, now, there are a lot of people say, well, Washington didn't win with Bryce Harper, but he has a lot of playoff experience more than the Phillies collectively, correct?
Most definitely. He has more career plate appearances in the postseason. He's got 89. Than the rest of the Phillies' active roster combined, Mikey Miss. Andrew McCutchen has 53. Jake Arrieta has 14. No one else has any. His postseason history is a bit of a mixed bag. We know he has the big game experience, and they're bringing in this guy for big games. No question about it.
We just sort of went through a period with the 76ers where they added a lot of personnel. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, this is very unusual in baseball that the Phillies have added this kind of personnel. How unusual is it?
By one standard of measure, Mikey Miss, the Phillies made more lineup improvements this offseason than any team in the history of the sport. Here it is. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, the Phillies are the first team in Major League history to add three position players in an offseason, all of whom were all-stars in the previous season. We got Harper, we got Realmuto, we got Gene Segura, and no one else has ever done that. They've been playing this game back to 1870. Phillies are the first.
Oh my God. All right, and they might not be done because their payroll right now you have calculated to be what?
$188 million by using the luxury tax threshold. That's $18 million below the 206 number. We got to remember, Cy Young winner Dallas Keuchel still out there. Craig Kimbrel, one of the best swing and miss and run preventers in the history of Major League Baseball, is still out there. The Phillies can spend stupid money and not exceed that threshold. Now, don't get me wrong. There's not a single Red Sox fan who gives a hoot that they exceeded the luxury tax threshold last year. They won the World Series. But one more year, the Phillies can stay beneath that threshold. It might favor them in the future when it comes to the financials.
All right, they can give 15 to Keuchel and probably 18 to Kimbrel and still re-brave the threshold.
The Phillies are in really good shape financially because the average annual value, like you said, is a little bit lower than we all expected. And I have to make one more point before you let me go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There are people around baseball, most people that I've talked to, in fact, over the last couple of weeks, that feel strongly that the next collective bargaining agreement is going to include the National League adding the designated hitter. This gives the Phillies more than enough reason to feel good about years 10, 11, 12, 13 on the back end of this deal. Even if Bryce can't catch it anymore, it won't matter. He can be our DH.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.